This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. In the Bahamas, residents are getting ready for whatever Hurricane Dorian has for them. AP's Julie Walker reports.
For Hurricanes Matthew and Irma, Jeffrey Allen, who lives in Freeport, evacuated, but says he's riding this one out.
We're going to wait it out this time because with Matthew, we evacuated and actually, it turned out we were pretty much unscathed in that particular area.
Allen, who works in construction, says he's getting ready for Dorian.
The first gas station I went to, I was actually at the pump and they ran out of fuel.
His cousin Barbara Carey, who lives in Nassau, is also stocking up on necessities like groceries.
It was about 14 registers and I was like the 20th online on one of the registers.
Carey owns a travel company in the Bahamas and says a lot of cruise ships that are there are rerouting so they don't get hit. I'm Julie Walker.
At least five people were killed and 21 injured in a mass shooting in western Texas. Odessa Police Chief Michael Girk said the incident began when a police officer stopped a man driving a gold Honda. The suspect shot the officer and then drove off, shooting at other people. The suspect eventually hijacked a U.S. mail truck, leading police to think there could be two gunmen. But Chief Girk says authorities now believe there was only one gunman. Officers caught up with the suspect, a white male in his 30s, and shot and killed him at a movie theater complex in Odessa. The incident comes less than a month after 22 people, most of them Hispanic, were shot and killed at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. For all the latest news and in-depth reporting, please visit us at voanews.com. Or for news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare, and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges Sunday in Hong Kong. Earlier, police fired blue-colored water from water cannon and tear gas in a standoff with protesters outside government headquarters. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then colored water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The Taliban has launched an attack on a second Afghan city in 2 days, even as a ninth round of negotiations with the United States on ending the war wind down. Officials in Baghlan province said the insurgents were on the outskirts of the capital. A Taliban spokesman says its fighters stormed Afghan security posts and they are now inside the provincial capital. The governor house is under siege and enemy has sustained heavy losses. Saturday, the Taliban staged a large-scale pre-dawn attack on Kunduz, the capital of the province with the same name, from several different directions, triggering an intensive gun battle with Afghan government forces. The attacks came as U.S. and Taliban negotiators continue a ninth round of talks in Doha. Many U.S. consumers can expect to take a hit from President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Until now, the war has mainly been an abstraction for American consumers, with tariffs mostly imposed on industrial goods and the president insisting Beijing was paying the price.
China is eating the tariffs.
Starting Sunday, the U.S. will start collecting tariffs on nearly 70% of consumer goods Americans buy from China, from TVs to diapers to dairy products.
Hello, sir. How are you?
At places like Great Wall Hardware in San Francisco.
It's really the customer that suffers.
Owner Albert Chow says he'll hold off as long as he can, but will eventually have to raise prices since he's paying more for Chinese imports. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Thousands of Russians defied authorities and marched Saturday in central Moscow, ignoring officials' warnings and pressing demands to let independent candidates run in upcoming city council elections. Police did not interfere with the protest, which was markedly smaller than previous ones.